Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Hi, this is Master Griot Radio, and we're here with our new show called The Global Cipher, recording straight here from the House of Umoja. Your special host today is Justin.
What's up?
Yes. So this is the Global Peace Cipher, and if you're listening in, the call-in number is 646-716-7994. Again, that number is 646-716-7994. We need you to call in and just join the conversation. Today we are talking about, and we're posing the question, how does music affect the way people live? Alrighty, so we're going to kick it off with some great spoken word like we do here always. And we're going to come back and forth with some conversation and intertwine it with some purpose-driven words.
Youngest son, check it. Dear Willie, tell them we are rising up from the ashes of oppression. Brushing the dust of poverty off the wings of this phoenix. Glory awaits my arrival. Briefly contemplate my history. The misery of my people's plight. The lynchings on the late night. Injustice, miseducation, racist views, sensationalized news about black on black crime, crime riddled neighborhoods, crying babies, dying babies. What's wrong with this scenario? Here we go, millions more marching, rising, reaching for new beginnings. It's within me. Take my hand, let me pull you up this ladder, the stairway to heaven. Please believe me, we gon' make it. Back from all the bullshit, the bullwhip that once beat the back of blacks now gives me strength. And this is my declaration, I am rising. And the last thing I'll let you do is break me. Humbled by circumstance, meek has been the position of my placement. I hail from the basement of America, and somehow this has come home to hell. Help me change this. Rise with me, build with me. Holler if you feeling me. Tell them we are rising, and there's nothing they can do about it. My mother's name is Nature, and she deems it necessary for us to come back home and kneel at the throne of our father. His nickname is God. My brothers call him Allah. Elohim, Yahweh, Jehoshaphat, Hosanna, Jehovah God, the Alpha and Omega. He walked the earth in a shell called Jesus. He placed Muhammad on the mountain and told the wind to come down and put the surge in the waters of Zimzim. But somehow things are going a little too far for far. Lord Dunbar, they told y'all we're coming. And now we're off and running. And I'm bringing a whole gang of positive people with me. Ghetto child, you're beautiful. Never think less or accept less or give anything less than your best at everything. Rise above life's pitfalls, all of y'all. Keep going, keep moving, keep striving, keep rising. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, run amok, let them stray. We hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created equal. Betty, son, we rising. What you thought we was gonna stay asleep? The force of the nation have awakened the spiritual beast. The lion and Judah roars, the falcon soars. We taking food for thought out the panther's jaws. For 400 years we've been integrated to a burning house. Now the Oval Office on fire. The poetic messengers throwing gas on the flame. Told y'all we gonna change the game. We rising. The church is recommitted to doing God's work. Open the doors to the jail, release the prisoner wars to the streets. Evacuate the class, the children are marching and dying. Hear that? conscience shines so fire. No more lying, no more dying. You imperialistic, the devil got fat when my people starve. We want in. This is more than poetic music. I got a revolutionary heart, ain't scared to use it. By any means necessary, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. But please, God, use it as a sword to cut the head off the devil and his angels. King, it's time to atone. Take back your soul, your children are at stake. Queen, clean up your home. From slave plantation, segregation, a crack crippled nation, and black on black crime is just dumb. And through all this, how can Jesus Christ still not come? But the streets is beating the drum from his belly, son. And I never lost a fight. My life, if I did, it was fixed. But they gotta come through sight if you wanna get the crisp. We true life lyricists. See, this ain't hip-hop, R&B, or poetry. This is word art, paint pictures from God. And it's easy as breathing when I'm flowing it. Last week just met, you already know where this is going. Say the children, say the streets. Black kids, follow me, drop sign. God in me, black light, poetry, black love. You know it's me. We got wings, we flying, we glow, we shining. Today, tomorrow, be rising.
Hey, what's going on out there, everybody? This is the boy Justin, a.k.a. Kylie, you know what I'm saying? Don't Care Records. I want to know what it is, you know what I'm saying? What is it with this music that makes some people act the way they do? Or not even make them act the way they do. What is it about music that has an effect on the way people live, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially, I'm a rapper, so I see what's the effect with rap music. What do you think about it, you know what I'm saying? I just want to know because I'm seeing a lot of crazy stuff out here, and a lot of it is some stuff that I probably be hearing off of a song. Like, the way that people live their life and bring to reality sounds like a song or it looks like a movie to me. So I wanted to know if it was just me thinking like that or if there's more people out there that think like that, because I think music does have a problem in some of the stuff that goes on in the community, some of the stuff that goes on around us. But also, I think that it helps. I think that it helps a lot of people because, as for me, somebody growing up in the system, you know what I'm saying, music helped me get through. So, I wanted to know if there's anybody else out there that felt that way.
Okay, so that's the question we're posing to you. You know, how are you feeling about the music? Now, Justin, I'll say, like what you're talking about, there's a saying that life imitates art. And that basically means, you know, from the music, movies, visual drawings, and all things that we see that's considered art, after a time, life imitates art. And it becomes the question, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Because life, a lot of times, inspires art. And then there's this big thing they say, it doesn't matter that it's violence in the music, it doesn't matter that it's violence in movies, it doesn't matter that it's violence here and violence there, people still shouldn't be violent, that, you know, they still should have a mind of their own, they still shouldn't act like that, and this is what people are saying, that it doesn't matter what's around them, all the images and things and all like that, that just because it's around them, it shouldn't affect what's right or wrong. So what do you think about that, Justin?
Well, I understand what you're saying about people should use their minds, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more, but, like, for instance, when I used to listen to music, I mean, it wasn't necessarily like when I was younger I was trying to be bad on purpose or not even be bad, because it's not, I mean, I don't know, I listen to a lot of rap, so the way my mind thinking is different than somebody that probably would listen to, like, jazz, country, you know what I'm saying? I'm more into, like the street life, for real, and I think music helped me get through, because just to know that it was somebody else out there in the same situation as me, or even worse, and they made it through, it just makes me feel a little bit better, and that's what kind of keeps me to do my thing with music. But as far as, like you said, people should use their minds, like, I think, like, sometimes they don't even, like, anticipate to be like that. Sometimes it just happens. It's just them. I think sometimes they listen to music and they come so close to what the artist is like, and they feel so, like, so close to the artist that they feel like they're almost in the artist's shoes at one point, and I think that they can think that they can live exactly like that person, and probably in the end they'll be as good as him. But sometimes it don't always go like that. So, yeah, I think people should use their minds a little bit more, but I also think that it's not like they purposely not using their minds. It's just, I don't know. I think the music just have an outcome on the way they do things.
Okay.
I have to say.
You know what? I really agree with you. And I do agree with you. It's not just rap music. It hasn't started with rap music. All music and all art. I mean, I remember growing up thinking that the Westerns, between the Westerns and the Roadrunner, they were some violent shows. I mean, come on. Don't tell me that Roadrunner and that Coyote just didn't get hurt all the time. I mean,
yeah.
But you think about it. At the time, you know, they're not getting a little. Like, they're getting crushed. And the Westerns was about shoot 'em up, and it just went from there to, you know, the big killing movies and all. And
so by the Western starting off the shoot 'em up, John, that's probably what you think sparked it a little bit. Why? Because when Western movies, when I watch them, I see a lot of stuff like the normal, like what people would say gangbanger does. Like, I see them robbing banks. I see them talking anyway to the sheriffs.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, probably that's like the, I don't know if it was the start of it because I wasn't around. I mean, I'm still young, but from what I could see, I think that had a big part in it because it's the same thing now. It's just that it's different clothes, basically.
Yeah, it's like the Wild Wild West. A lot of Southwest Philly got corners, the Badlands and all. They just liked what they call the Wild Wild West at that time. And, we glorify violence. Our culture has been glorifying violence. A lot of times they like to say the kids of the day, but we created these environments. You know, through the glorifying of violence and fighting, you know, there is a result. There is an effect. And, it affected things, you know, people behavior, the right that they feel they have to carry guns and,
Do you think that that's something that started way back in the day then, something that's been around, but it just probably started small and escalated to something that what it is now?
It's definitely something that's been around. There's more violence now, but then we are exposed to more. At the times, you figure when the Western started coming in, there are times when they were just black and white movies that before television even came in, they were just listening to the radio. And so by us being getting information so much quicker and exposed, some of it is that there's definitely more crime going on, but some of it is you just know about more crime than you knew about before.
Right.
Because you didn't have those, you know, when they were just listening to the radio, there wasn't no television, you wouldn't get immediate information. You wouldn't see people flying over an area where there was something going on or fire going on because you would never get information that quick by the time you hear about it or what's actually reported. So, you know, both of those things are going on. But it is systematic. See, there's a thing working called subliminal.
Right.
We never forget anything, and things are totally being fed. And, like, remember I told you that I do marketing?
Yeah.
Marketing, one core thing we work on is subliminal advertising, that we teach you things and send you messages subliminally. So I might not say to you, hey, Justin, do this,
right,
or hey, Justin, do that. But, you know, if you're watching a cartoon and you're a child of a certain age and you're watching a cartoon and I purposely show commercials then about cereals.
Right.
With wonderful characters or toys and things. I purposely do it at that time. After a while, you're going to go run to your mom and say, Mom, I want that.
So
you're planting seeds to create certain type of action. And that's what happens when you say that they don't plan to act like that. But what happens is if you know, you let your kids watch the music videos, and you cannot let them watch it. If you allow them to watch all those music videos, and they get their idea of life and behavior and all based off the music video because they watch them so much.
Kind of like I do.
Then what happens is you may not think that you're mimicking, but when a situation comes, okay, it's time for me to go out. How am I going to dress?
Yep.
What comes back to your mind, even though nobody told you to dress this way, it just comes back to your mind. This is what makes you decide, okay, I want to dress like this. and you don't know how I got there, but that was a subliminal suggestion because you kept seeing it repeatedly, and then it comes back at the time that it's needed. A situation happens that may seem familiar, so it, your mind reflects back to information that it has. And so when people say people should know better, when the people are limited on the information they're given, everybody's not given necessarily structure what's right or wrong, and they may know that's what they say, but nobody around them lives like that.
Okay.
So if you round a bunch of people that live outside the law, that's the way of life for where you live at, you know it's supposed to be another way, but you're not used to seeing people actually living that way other than stuff like on TV.
Yeah, because that's why when I used to live, like one of my foster parents, Lake Los Angeles, when we lived in there, the way that, like when we watched, when I used to watch videos and stuff, I used to think that that was like cool, because like Lake Los Angeles is like a little suburb, like, It wasn't nothing like where I'm living now. I could tell you that for sure. But it was like how do I put it? Like the people that were gangsters out there and stuff, they weren't really gangsters. They just had the image of it like that. More like the image. I mean, I heard it got worse now, but when I was there, it wasn't like that. But the way I see it is like music videos had a big effect because when I first moved there, I noticed how I didn't care what I used to wear. Like my foster parents used to pick my clothes out for me and set them on the bed and everything, and I'll just wear whatever they had set out. I noticed by when I started going to school out there and started hearing people talk about this song, talk about that song, talk about celebrities and all that. I noticed how I started getting into the habit of knowing my parents. I had to match when I walked out the house. I had to we used to go to Payless and shop. I had to get that out the door. I couldn't wear Payless no more. I just couldn't, even though it was nothing wrong with it before I started watching videos and stuff, before I started getting into the music world. Like when I used to wear like Payless shoes and stuff, I couldn't even wear that kind of stuff no more. And the way that I think music has a good effect on people is because when I first got, like, exposed to hip-hop and stuff, like, every day my aunt used to leave, and she used to buy, like, CDs and stuff. Like, she used to always order different types of CDs, and she was old. Like, the foster parents that I had were old. They were old people, so when they used to have rap CDs, they listened to more, like Ray Charles and all that old stuff. But when they ordered these rap CDs, every day they left, I would always throw the CD on and just turn it up real loud. Every day. And then as soon as she come back home, I'll turn it off, put her CDs back, act like I didn't touch anything. But the whole thing about it is I noticed, like, when I used to listen to that music, I used to really feel some type of way, and I used to really see it in my head, and I used to really, like, try to imagine what it is they could be talking about. And I was probably only, like, 11, 12 at the time, you know what I'm saying, because I wasn't even in Philly yet, so I had to be younger than 15. So the way I see it is, like, I think music does have a big effect on people, because if it wasn't for rap music in particular, I wouldn't sag my pants. I would still probably wear my pants above my waist like I was taught to dress when I was little. But when I started going out to school, like, that's another thing, like public schooling, it introduced you to a lot of, like you see a lot of different people and a lot of times in public school you get a lot of kids that be like, oh, I want to be like him. Or I want to be like him, or, you know what I'm saying? And that's how it was for me, especially with all the switching schools and stuff. That's basically how it was. I just wanted to be, like, the popular person in school, but it never worked out that way. I was always the weirdo, but the way I see it is music did have a big effect on somebody like me, and I believe that it could have effect on more people, especially somebody that doesn't, like, the only thing that calmed me down for real, was coming to the House of Emojo, because if it wasn't for me coming here, I would have probably, like, I don't know where I would be, because before I came here, I was, like, I was on my way to being a drug dealer. I wasn't a drug dealer yet, but I was on my way, because if it would have stayed the way that life was, if it would have stayed like that, it probably would have wound up being that way, And especially with my dedication to music, I probably would have done it just so I could rap about it, because I heard about, like, I hear people rapping it in their songs and stuff, and I don't feel right making music without knowing what I'm talking about. So I would have probably done it just because I know how I think. I would have done it just to know that I could write about it. But it went, at the end of the day, I don't think it would all be good, though. I mean, I don't know how to get any clearer, though. I just think music does have a big effect on the way that people think, though. I don't know how to get any more clear than that.
Okay. Well, I agree with you. All types of songs, even songs back when I was growing up, I think a lot of songs affect girls in the way they interrelate with guys and the way they feel about themselves. Just like I was older when I realized, after a while, we kind of, there was like a series of, and it probably still is, but there are a series of songs that make females victims. They become
right.
victims. And
like, can you be more specific? What do you mean by
okay,
that?
Okay, one good example is a person who is a phenomenal singer. I love her songs, but after a while, I said, I have to stop saying. See, words have power. When you repeat words, they get into your psyche, and we speak things into existence. Tina Marie, I love her, but most of her songs, she was some kind of victim. I mean, every song, somebody was doing something to her,
because
she was going through this relationship where she was being abused by Rick James.
But isn't that what music is, though? Isn't that what music, like, is? People expressing their feelings, right?
They are, but at the same time, that's where you got to be mindful. I realized after a while, wait a minute, why am I going around singing, she's a victim?
Right.
And what happens when you get young girls and you're singing, what you do, you teach yourself how to be a victim.
Right.
I mean, Tina Marie's song, you know, Casanova Brown, Act 2, Scene 5, My Command Performance, Today's Clairvoyance, and It's All Too Deep. I know you said tune in tomorrow, but my love, my heart, sorrow, even when I am asleep. But who am I to say what he does when I'm not around just because I fell in love with Casanova Brown, which means he's messing around. And then even she does a song, Robbing a Cradle. Now, here she got a young buck. She robbing a cradle, and she come around the corner, and he letting some girl with knee socks braid his hair. You know?
Right.
So it's like, there
isn't
enough
that.
Song, but that was some other girl.
It's like, no, I'm fine.
That's but that's what I'm saying. Even in a song like that, Robbing a Cradle, she said, no, she said, I'm robbing a cradle, but she said, no, cradle's robbing me. It's like every song, almost, she was a victim. And so even those songs, but they teach people. Talking about depressing songs, I remember Good Morning Heartache. Diana Wall sang that. That was Billie Holiday's song. And when you see that movie, you know that is like probably the one right before she ready to commit suicide. Then you got Voice Royce. Did I'm Going Down, which was redone by Mary J. Blige. You know, so you heard it, I'm Going Down. I think, yeah, Mary J. redid it. So you've heard it again, but it was done back in the Gap Day. But at that time, it was just all of these depressing songs.
Right.
But then when rap first came in, when hip-hop first started, they were fun songs. You know, like Will Smith in Summertime. That video was taken right up there, about 5 minutes away from here, Justin, right up in the park.
I know.
And it'd be, you know, that was the joint. You used to go around and have fun, and it would be funny about Big Bank Hank and them going over somebody with the food house. You know, the food tasted bad. It was his best friend. He was trying to eat it, but he just couldn't take it no more. He had to throw away that nasty food and
right.
run out the house, and he said, yo, yo, baby, bubba, we're still friends. They all got together, all the big artists at the time, like 85, came together and did this whole thing on Stop the Violence, and it was really hot. I mean, it was just a camaraderie and everything. So, again, their music was reflecting.
Can I ask you a quick question? I want to know, how long was, how long have people been trying to stop violence? How long?
Since the beginning of time.
No, just, not like the way that the violence was in the, probably caveman years or whatever. I'm talking
well,
about
caveman is not the, but before caveman, where time started, that's not where time started. That's where Europeans say time started. Time started for the Kemetic people way before then, you know, when they were doing, you know, they had the astronomy and medicine, and you know they were had the universities and ongoing. The Europeans were living in the hills and the caves and all. That's where the caveman concept come from. But that's not cave. That's not where things started. That's just where the Europeans started their culture. We just want clarity there.
All right, it doesn't matter. I just want to get at this question here. I want to know, is the violence like people killing people? That's what they say. Because I noticed in the city, it's more, like, I see more people here that got, like, all these little unions and stuff trying to stop violence. But where I used to live before I came here, it wasn't like that. We didn't even, like, people didn't even rally and stuff. Like, the way that it is here, it's a whole nother ballgame. Because out there, people didn't, I don't even think people got killed like they do here. You know what I'm saying? Like, out there, it was like, if some, I only know probably a couple people that died in California, and that was like probably by natural, probably because of car crash. What else somebody died for?
Well, there are, I mean, now California's a big state, but we do know, like, from Compton and all of those areas, there's big gang.
I'm not talking about down there. I was in a suburb. You know what I'm saying? My foster parents was in a suburb. This is a whole other ball game. But where I live now, as of where, like, when I walk out this office and go outside, the streets is way different here than what they were there, see? Because I guess, I don't know how we got here, but something happened and we came here. And when I live in here in the city, because this is probably the only city I lived in, like, city-wise, this is something different. I see a whole, I mean, it's different. Just the whole way of looking at it, the whole way of everything is different. The school systems here are different. The way people act here are different. The hobbies here are way different. The speech here is different. Everything is different. Everything is, it's like a whole nother climate when I came here, and I noticed it, you know what I'm saying? And I guess that's probably what led me to try to start making music and trying to get the word out to let people know that it's like different all over, I guess all over the world, if it could be like that all over this country, I guess.
Yeah.
You know,
regions different. We different people. The speech, the dialect, the climate differs based off of climate.
Like a prime
and
example.
Resources that are around you. If you live in a desert area, they're going to be different activities, just like the people with the Muslim garb, the cover-up. Most of that is because of region, because they're out there with desert storms that blow, so they have to have stuff that cover their face and cover their bodies to protect them against the sandstorms and the windstorms. Well, they're sandstorms, so when the wind kicks, it's all that sand. So some things are based off of, there are different reasons for different things. So while there are some spiritual, there are definitely spiritual reasons to the covering up, there's also, you know, climate reasons. And, like, people in Boston speak one way. People in New York speak one way. People down south on the East Coast speak one. You know, they have a whole different tone and dialect.
Right, right.
And, again, different culture. So even in Pennsylvania, if you live in the city, it's totally different than, like, if you leave Philadelphia, you go an hour outside of Philadelphia, and you're talking about a whole new world. You go 2 hours outside of Philadelphia, and it's all rural. Most of Pennsylvania is farm country.
So how come it's like that in certain areas and it's not like that in other areas? How come people in other areas seem to can control it different than people in the areas like where I'm at now? Why is it like that?
Well, some of it is poverty, and then everybody has their own ills. There's some things that don't really go on in the city that will go on out in the more rural areas. Like, you may not have as much incest going on in the city as you have going on in the rural areas, as much inbreeding. Certain different things lend different things. The cities are more crowded and there are more people, but the amount of resources don't change. So, therefore, there are a lot more people that could be hungry and more people there to fight for the same amount of things. But at the same time, there can be more other things to do than there are in the rural areas. So in rural areas, while the numbers may not be the same, but you'll find higher pregnancy rates. you know, higher percentages of young girls getting pregnant because they got less things for the young people to do.
Yeah, like when I came out here, a lot of girls were pregnant. A lot of girls that were, like, younger than me, some of them. And I didn't even know that because out there, I mean, girls probably did get pregnant, but I wasn't even, like, into stuff like that. I mean, it probably would have came, but out here it's more faster. That's what I'm trying to say. Because my first year out here, I was already trying to have sex, trying to be cool. I mean, my first year, because it was like what everybody was doing. I mean, people made fun of me because I probably didn't know any girls like that. People was like, oh, you don't get none. Oh, you corny, you don't get none. Like, I was a joke because I wasn't doing anything, so.
Yeah, that's still certain environments, because you can go in environments within a city that's not the case, where people, you know, they're collectives of people that don't live like that. And there are a lot of different things that attract to that, but they're actually collectives of young people that don't live like that, where most of their friends aren't pregnant, where most of them, their goal is to go to college. But I'm just saying, they're like collective groups and all, and so, you know, it's all relative, and it's relative to certain experiences and who you're around and things like that. So, but what we're going to do, you can spit, I'm going to play the Philly Can Be, because we're here in Philadelphia and we're talking about the violence, and this is young people talking about what Philly can be. And as soon as we end with Philly Can Be, you can go spit your piece that you wrote, and we're going to close out because though we're not live, the show is still streaming, but you can still call in to 646-716-7994 and hear the show.
Change now. Can't do a lot of nothing if we cage down. See what that, or we put in the box. My brother gone, coming back. My mom say not, he ran away.
We yeah.
The news say shot, but what? I was told he had to get at some cheddar. Getting money get you killed and I'll be broke forever. This a hard life we living, that's why I make it better. No money, but we talking about cheese and ice. Try to get a real job, can't read and write. My little sister getting hungry, eating beans and rice. No, this was never that life I chose. Thanks to taking all grants, now this life I hold.
They say real soldiers don't die, they rest in peace. So this is for my man Pat, now deceased. Understood in the hood that he was good. Stayed on his grind, y'all. Did what he should. I don't even understand what was going on. With the bang of six shots, he was instantly gone. So I pour out my soul on these beats and thank God I can walk in these streets to one piece. This is the future that's for me. Now I notice that a change starts with me. Cause I'm young, I'm the future, and I hold the key. Grow up, be a role model like other Kali. Better yet, I'm a soul model, that's my GP. Young buck, greater purpose, aka Reese. And the difference in these streets.
The boy Kylie, Don't Care Records. I'm tuned in. You tuned in to Fly Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to get y'all, leave y'all with a little bit of something that I'ma spit. Cause last week I heard that I went way over the edge. I tried to spit sign. I didn't have any raps really for radio, so I tried to do something to switch it up for y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm back again next week. But let's just get into it, you know what I'm saying? I said it's that rain outside. Someone might share the same pain outside. Income ain't good, I can't claim my ride. Abash myself, then ashamed I'll die. Father, hi. I said, I'm Kylie, the boy from the west side. I'm real black, but I hold it with the best pride. I got a CD on the block with the best guys. And Overbrook 07, throw your hands high. Mickey D's flipping burgers, that was my grind. Till I started writing raps, trying to get signed. And what is on your mind? I do this all the time. I'm Kylie, trying to get change, trying to shine. Was the bad boy in the school walking halls. Don't believe me, ask security, they tell you all. Then I take a second, think in a minute. Information in my face and I'm running from it. I bet y'all didn't even think about Miss Young and how she talked about the stance on those diplomas. And if you want to battle me, don't think you will lose. Grab a mic right now, we in front of the school. Cause Fofo's big guns really blast off. Now you on the ground and your boys cast off. You struggling for health, your vision start to melt. Your boys, nothing them boys can do to help. Everybody should ride for each other. But that's not how it is, people ride on each other. Some people want to get you down with the bucka, just like the old folks did to Harriet Tubman. I keep it going, rapping all crazy, man. So how you gonna play me, man? I'm on the block, no Glock, got crazy clams. Ain't scared of y'all, because for real, y'all scared to jam. Talk about your cheese and how you ain't afraid to blame. Tell you right now, I don't really give a damn. If it ain't about the grams, putting stacks in hands, get out my face, little boy. We are men, but I want to see your man cooking up a pan. I'ma smack him in his face with it, tell him eat a gram. Now you got me spazzing on to be damn, but it's something about these niggas I just don't understand. I'm talking about these niggas banging off niggas, four stacks of change that the government give us. Man, that's all I can say. It's Kylie, man. Like I said, I just try to give y'all a little something different because last week I spazzed. Tell me what y'all think. Tune in and holla. DCR.
Well, this is Master Grio Radio, and this has been the Global Peace Cypher coming to you. Again, you can participate on the cypher. Just call in the 646-716-4994. We're here every other Monday. Check us out in 2 weeks. And that will be at the 8 o'clock hour Eastern Standard Time. Please check us out, pass the message on, and let's hear from our young people. We want to know what you're thinking about peace on the streets, how to make it, how to keep it, And we want you to pass the word on to somebody else. Peace.